Top managers at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation say they're going to have to re-examine key components of a massive waste treatment plant under construction in southeast Washington. That's according to testimony at a marathon hearing in Kennewick last night. The Federal Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board was there to listen to concerns about the plant that's being built to treat 56 million gallons of radioactive waste. Correspondent Anna King reports.
One person the board heard from is Donna Bushi. She's the manager of environmental and nuclear safety on the Hanford Nuclear Reservation's waste treatment plant project. She told the members of the Federal Nuclear Watchdog Board that she can't vouch for the safety of many parts of the plant. Some of them are already installed. In fact, Bushi and her team are trying to reconstruct documentation for many parts of the factory. Teams are literally walking around the construction site to see what might be amiss.
The information in the preliminary documented safety analysis has not been updated for many years, approximately six, for mixing.
The head of the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board, Peter Winokur, asked Bushi what it will take to correct that problem.
So how much time and effort is going to be required to reconstitute the safety basis? Is this a major undertaking?
Absolutely. I would suspect that right now, just some preliminary planning that we're doing, we're going to have an interdisciplinary team, not just nuclear safety professionals, engineers and operations staff will have to be involved.
Bushi went on to say that the effort will likely take at least 15 to 20 full-time experts a year to finish digging out of the problem. Scott Samuelson is the manager of the Department of Energy's office that's building the waste treatment plant. He says work has stopped on elements of the project where there might be problems. For example, on large mixing vessels designed to treat radioactive sludge.
The vessels where we have questions aren't going anyplace until we understand what they need to be and whether they can meet their functions. And that's going to take a while, which is going to be what it has to be to get us where we need to go. We have no other choice. We have to do it right.
Top officials with Hanford's treatment plant admitted that the whole project, from designers to trades workers, need a healthier safety culture. Some workers testified that they still don't feel safe bringing up technical issues with the plant or fear retribution for doing so. The Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board plans another meeting with senior waste treatment plant staff in May in Washington, D.C. I'm Anna King in Kennewick.